The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
All right, we're talking with former Indiana quarterback Richard Lego, who is playing in the Tropical USA Bowl on Saturday in Daytona Beach, Florida. Richard, welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast.
Thank you for having me, man. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Rich, it's been about 6 weeks now since the end of the season. What have you been doing since that final game up until now getting ready for Pro Day?
Well, you know, right when the season ended, I took some time off to process and digest, the season coming to an end and my college career ending, and also just really get my body 100% right. And once I was done with that, I just jumped right back into it, and I've been throwing every day at my high school and working out and really getting back into playing shape and working on more of what the NFL asks for.
Right, and who have you been working at? I know a lot of college guys go and work with, private coaches. Who have you been working out with?
So, yeah, I've been working out with my quarterback coach, who I trained with, basically my entire life. His name is Coach Kevin Murray. So, been getting in with him, two, three, four times a week. And then also just, using the weight room and things that are in his facility.
What kind of things are you working on, technique-wise, to get ready for the next step of this process?
Just doing a lot of under center, working on the drops and play action stuff. From a physical standpoint, that's my main focus is, getting reacclimated with being under center because, as you know it, IU, we didn't do much of that at all. Fortunately for me, I have a background of it in high school. We're pretty much under center, 100% of the time. But just, refamiliarizing myself with that technique and that form that goes along with being under center, cause it's a lot different.
Yeah, I dabbled at quarterback in high school as a freshman. I think I bobbled every snap under center that I ever took. Ended up punting, and that's an extended shotgun, and it was much easier to catch the ball. Just what goes into having snapped the ball from under center to going to the shotgun and pistol look and back? How do you reacclimate yourself?
Just reps, I think, is the biggest thing. Just it takes time. Like you said, it's something that sounds really easy, but anyone that's played quarterback and has gone under center before, especially if it's something you're not 100%, used to, it's harder to get those snaps under center than you would think or that you would like it to be. So just, taking those reps over and over again is also different. You can go out on a field with your center and get snaps all day and probably not bobble any, but whenever there's a full offensive line and a full defensive line and you're really in that moment, it's also a lot different. So just continuing to get reps, just like everything else, to get good at it.
All right, we're talking to former Indiana quarterback Richard Lego, who's preparing for the NFL draft coming up this spring. Rich, you mentioned to me earlier that you're in this showcase in Dallas, and then we'll lead up into the Tropical Bowl. What are these showcases, what are they about? What do you do, and how do they work to your advantage?
So, yeah, the one that I just wrapped up with in Dallas, really it was just a good chance to get in front of the scouts and be able to meet with them and have interviews with them. And let them, see you live in person. I think that's the biggest thing that these, events, the bowl games, all that does is it gets you in front of the scouts in a position where you can also, interact with them. You see them, throughout the season or whatever at practice and, walking around taking notes, but, you don't talk to them at that time. So when you're at an event like that, it gives them a chance to really come up to you and, ask you, anything that they'd like to know about you, about your journey, your story, anything. So it's good to just to talk with them.
Right, and then the Tropical USA Bowl coming up on Saturday. I believe the game's at 9 o'clock in the morning. It says on the website 9 to 1. If fans want to watch, Richard or former IU teammate Tony Fields is in the game as well. You could go to the Tropical USA Tropical Bowl USA website and subscribe, and they'll have the game streaming on there if you want to watch these two former Hoosiers in that game. Richard, what goes into this? You're not in Daytona Beach yet, but what do you expect from this experience at the Tropical Bowl?
You know, just to continue to hear the NFL offense and to learn the NFL offense, practicing, you know, the verbiage that goes along with it, because it's a lot different than college, especially when you come from a system where there's not really much verbiage at all. You know, you're going fast tempo, getting signals from the sideline, which so many college teams do. It's different to have to, you know, communicate an entire play in a huddle and then go out, you know, and execute it. So I think the biggest thing, as far as experience for these, is continuing to do that and continuing to practice being under center and taking those drops.
Right, and then, you know, what are you most looking forward to in these games? You know, you get to play with some of the best college players from around the country in what should be a warm weather climate. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm most looking forward to getting back with Tony on the field, really. You know, I haven't seen him since we all left Bloomington, so it'll be good to see him again, and luckily he's on my team, so it'll be exciting to be competing together again. But you know, it's always a lot of fun whenever you can get around other players just across the country, whether they're in the Big Ten or whatever conference. It's cool to just get around those guys and talk to each other, because you know, you see each other play on TV all the time, and just, you know, it's like just talking to someone you've known for a long time, it seems like, almost, because a lot of, you know, athletes at this level are very similar people, and you just get along. Everyone gets along real well. And to put a face with, you know, some of the guys that you watch on Friday nights before your game, you know, whenever you're in the hotel hanging out, or whatever it is, you know, it's fun to get around guys like that.
Right. And Rich, you spent 2 years at IU. You know, what are some of your biggest takeaways from your experience playing in the Big Ten, you know, starting for the better part of 2 years, throwing for over 5,000 yards, 34 touchdowns? What were some of the biggest things you took away from your experience in Bloomington?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that I took away from my experience there was just the teammates and relationships that I was able to build in those 2 years. You know, if I had never played a snap there, you know, I'd still have these relationships, and at the end of the day, that's what's going to last forever. No one's going to play football forever, and the memories that we were able to make together on and off the field is definitely something that, you know, I cherish, and I think most guys on the team would probably say the same thing.
Right, you know, camaraderie and being part of a team, there was really nothing else like it. Pro Day, I believe, is coming up probably in February for you, Rich. After the Tropical Bowl, what are your plans to get into Pro Day on the right foot?
Yeah, so after, you know, the bowl game, the very next, actually that night, I'll fly out to San Diego, where I'll be for the remainder of my preparation for Pro Day, and I'll be out there training with George Whitfield for my on-the-field, you know, quarterback and stuff, and at a performance center out there for, you know, the speed and strength training, that kind of deal. So, yeah, I'll be out there with my roommate. Will be Kenny Hill. He's a TCU quarterback. He's from Dallas as well. So definitely just looking forward to getting out there and really getting on a routine. You know, these past couple weeks have been kind of – here, you know, all over the place. You're here now, and then the next day you're in Florida, and just flying all over the place, it seems. So I'm just ready to get into my routine of what time I'm training every single day and get into a rhythm and settle down.
Yeah, it sounds like a hectic schedule. Rich, let's switch gears for a little bit and talk about the future of that Indiana quarterback. You spent, you know, one or two seasons with – two seasons with Peyton Ramsey, one season with Nick Chauncey. Of course, there's Mike Penix is coming in the spring. Just what could Nick and Peyton bring to the quarterback room that Hoosier fans could get excited about in 2018?
Yeah, I think, you know, first off, they're both awesome guys. First class, you know, everything about them. But they're both, you know, also extremely competitive. And they're, you know, they're similar in a way, in the way that, you know, on the field, they're both, you know, can run a little bit and can spin it. You know, Peyton obviously is going to have that experience from this past season. And, you know, Nick doesn't, but he's, you know, he's really eager to learn and, you know, works extremely hard. So, I mean, I know those two are going to compete, I would assume, and bring the best out of each other. You know, that's what our quarterback room is all about. And last year, I think, was a great example of it, and it only continued to be that way. We all want the best for each other, you know, no matter what the circumstances is, and want to push each other to be our best. So they'll continue to do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Richard, for your time. Safe travels everywhere you go. Good luck in the Tropical Bowl on Saturday. I'll be watching. Tell Tony Fields good luck as well. And then we'll see you at Pro Day.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. That was former IU quarterback Richard Lego, who's getting ready to play in the Tropical USA Bowl on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. And he was kind enough to join us on the Hoosier Huddle podcast. We'll have this uploaded as soon as possible. I want to thank Richard for his time and wish him the best in chasing his NFL dreams. Well, that does it for this episode of the Hoosier Huddle podcast. You could listen to it on iTunes or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Check us out at HoosierHuddle.com and give us a follow on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle. Again, big thanks to Richard Lego. And
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you
coming?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.